Next patient is going to be Ricardo Alonso, RICARDOALONSO. He was born 8/29/54. He was seen on 4/26. Ricardo is a 69-year-old gentleman, seismologist, single, no children, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. He lives in an apartment he's been living in for 35 years. He's been bedbound now for over a year, at least over a year. He does not have any children. He does have a few godsons, for example, Tran, T-R-A-N, Kolby, K-O-L-B-Y, who sees him on a regular basis and takes care of his needs, period. Nipergaf, he's currently in hospice with congestive heart failure, hypertension, BPH, hyperlipidemia, atrial fibrillation, recurrent falls, and insomnia. Period. Nipergaf, as I said, he's totally bedbound, a total ADL dependent, has a caretaker during the day, and wears in bowel and bladder incontinent, period. He complains of knee pain, shortness of breath, lower extremity edema, period. He also suffers from diabetes. His metformin at 500 milligram twice a day has kept his blood sugar at bay, period. He's been able to escape DVTs and pulmonary embolus with his total bedbound status since he's on Eliquis because of his atrial fibrillation, period. Nipergaf, his blood pressure has been diminishing, and he would like to reduce his lisinopril from 20 milligram to 10 milligram, period. He tells me that his appetite has been diminished, although he cannot weigh himself. He knows that he's lost muscle mass and has lost weight. He does not use oxygen. He's not using any oxygen at this time. Given his chronic condition, he also has a history of anxiety and adjustment disorder and has been evaluated by a psychiatrist, but he chooses not to take any medication with his mental illness for his mental health at this time, period. He also suffers from morbid obesity. His congestive heart failure appears to be of diastolic type with a preserved EF per records reviewed. Nevertheless, it causes him shortness of breath and decreased exercise tolerance given his advanced stage of diastolic congestive heart failure, period. His recent creatinine was at 1.9, consistent with the renal insufficiency with mild anemia. KPS score of 50% reported. Thank you.